probably give us a special one. That is the okay, we're on that midday, summit day at the bottom, in the middle of Parak Bay's Teya of the Valid. Omer Rabbi Zeira Bishen Rabbi Yochanan. In Bat Halakha Tachat Yadecha, Me'in Ata Yadeya Mativa, Al Kach Vigena L'Davar Acher. If you have a halakha that comes your way, and it doesn't seem to add up necessarily, such as this sin of Shneitim being dependent on whether you're going to make Goran Esra, or you're going to make Shnei Goranot, don't jump to any conclusion and say that it must have meant something else, and probably somebody got it mixed up, but it's unlikely that it was said about what was Moshe Sinai without a time that we would have figured out ourselves. Shari kama halakot nehmer l'moshe m'sinai. The kulhan shukaot v'mishnah. There are many thousands of halakos that were given as halakos m'moshe m'sinai that are not identified as such. Nonetheless, they are embedded in the Mishnah throughout. And here's an example of one. Note that the Mishnah begins by saying, Stam, Azareat, Sadeu, all of a sudden at the end of the Mishnah it talks over the Maisa of Nokom Alavla, which if it hadn't been for the Maisa, we might never have known that when Rebbe put this in the Mishnah, he was actually referring to Allah commercially Sinai. We might have thought that it was good, maybe it was supposed to be Mikadas Torah, and then there would be people who would be arguing on it. Exactly. It's clear. But I mean, look at this example. If it hadn't been for the Maaseh that Nochum Alavla said in the Sanhedrin, by the way, I have this as a Kabbalah, and they got it from the Zudai, they got it from the Zudai. If you haven't said that, you never would have known.
It's
not arguable. It's not as far. There, B'Shem Reb Elozer says, Tokulakam Rudi Torasi, I will write you most of my Torah. Now, come on, the Yeruba Shofar and Nixtava. I mean, most of the Torah is not written. I mean, 99.9% of the Torah is found in Parashabat Bapeh, not in Parashabat Bapeh. So what do you think of Tokulakam Rudi Torasi? Hela merubin in advarim hanidrashim min hachtav in advarim hanidrashim min hapeh. What it must be saying is that the drushes that you'll find on the actual biyukim of psukim are greater than the things that you will figure out from your analysis and your discussions of the midas and so on. Is that true? Come on. It's also not true. It's absurd. Okay, fine. Elohim. Here's the way to understand it. Chavidin in advarim hanidrashim min hapeh min advarim hanidrashim min hachtav. I mean, maybe that's the shot that the Eftor Lokem Ruby Torasi. I think that there's a lot of problems in the Gersolos over here. That's why I brought the grub here.
It's clear that that's what it should be, but the Gra actually has that. Min hachtav, min hadvorim hanidroshim min hapeh, which explains the way that it works out. It's total of Ruby, Ruby in the sense of the robe of Hashiva, the robe of Chaviva. Not really that it's robe, but in terms of Chaviva, it's robe. No, the outcast are a former staff, and their staff are a former pet. Right? Right. Anything that's from the staff of Chaviva, yes. To be fair, but that way it works out very well. So robe in this case is robe Chaviva, we're learning.
Rajuna and Pagya Omer Tovakam Ludi Torah seed refers to the Tovako, meaning the tough part, the hard part. So I gave you lots of warnings, continues the Pagit, to Mozarnev Shabbat, meaning Afilutain, Loka Mozarnev Shabbat, even though I warned you, even though I told you what was going to happen. Does it make any difference? It still looks to you like you're totally alien to your expectation. So you don't pay any attention. And then they tell you everything. But there you go. I told you that there's a Holocaust coming. And then the Holocaust comes and everybody says, oh, I guess there's no God. It was a Holocaust. Looks like you're a bunch of aliens I'm talking to over here. It's like, you know, why didn't you say there was no God when I told you it was going to be a Holocaust? Another shot. Omer Rebbe Avin, the meaning of it is like this. Et Tovelechem Ruvi Torasi, I gave you the role of the Torah, meaning I gave you the Torah Shabbat Balpeh, which is the role, because if not, if it hadn't, you really could not be Lechem Ruvi Torasi. Suppose I had actually put things mostly Bichtav, not the way you have it now. Suppose I would have written Ruvi Torasi. Lokamozar, not Shavuot. You would have been exactly the same as the Goyim. Mabinan Lumot. What would be the difference between the Jews and the Catholics? Elamotzi and Zifrein, Elamotzi and Zifrein. There we go. Everybody opens up the Bible. Here it is. It's all in the good book. Elamotzi and Zafrein, Elamotzi and Zafrein. These guys have their commentaries, and these guys have their commentaries. What's the difference between them? After all, it's just a matter of understanding the good book. Mashenke, like this. I gave you a Torah where I didn't write down hardly anything, and it's clear to everybody that it makes no sense at all. So if you have an approach in the fellowship, that's the difference between you and the Goyim. But if I hadn't done it that way, then there never would have been any difference. So that's, see, over here would be more like a question. So look at Ruby Tarasi. What did you expect? To be given everything by revelation written down? So then I'll go from a Zarnet Shabbos, then you would have been like a bunch of Goyim. Rekagayam Rebeshen Rekul Banachman. Nemru Dvorim Matev, Nemru Dvorim Shabbat. Ne'ina the Yodin, Ezumihan Kavir. We know that we have a Torah Shabbat and a Torah Shabbat Tzav, but we wouldn't have known which one is more Kavir. Got to not it is. The Alpi Hadvorim Ha'ela Karati Kavir Bitzrael. Hada Amra Otan Shabbat Tzav Kavir. Since it says Alpi Hadvorim Ha'ela Karati Kavir Bitzrael, is that which is Kavir. Rav Yochanan, Rav Yudin Bereshit, Kad Amar, In Shamarta B'Mashe B'Peh, In Shamarta Mashe B'Khtav, Then Ani Koret Yitzhabri, But in love, In Ani Koret Yitzhabri. What it's saying is, you need to have Shmira of the Baal Peh as well as the B'Khtav in order for there to be a brief. Rachvana Amar, no. In Shamarta Masha Bhakti Kyanta Masha Bhikta Atamikabil Ska, loving Atamikabim Ska, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, take a look at the book. We have the Darshan Ba'alehem Kechol Hadvarim. Now what do you mean? Ba'alehem Kechol Hadvarim. Just say, Alehem Kol Debray, right? We have Ba'alehem Kechol Hadvarim. So we have over here three rebuyim essentially. And therefore, we have over here Alehem, Be'alehem, Kol and Kikol, and Dvorim Hadvorim. To tell me that not only do we have that which is written down, but we have Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and Agada, all the way to Afilim, like the Talmud, Vatika, Tidla, Arad, Bishnei, Rabot, Kornem, Arlamoshe, Vishinai. Matam, where do we see this? It says, Yitzavar Shiyomar Adam. Oh, Reim Ver Chadashu. And she used the prophet, and this is his friend answering him, Meshivo Kaviro. Lomerlo. Meh. For Hayala Olamim Asher Ayulafanein. So in other words, whatever it is that you were Makadesh was all kolul in what was given to Moshe Bishina. There is Shem Shmuel. Ein Meidin Lo Min HaHalakot Lo Min HaAgadot Lo Min HaTosafot Elo Min HaTalmud. You cannot learn to apply something from a halakha l'moshimitim, from a haggadah, from a tosefta, because all of those things are said without context, without explanation, and unless you have brains, you don't know what you're talking about. You're walking around quoting the Mishnah. But if you know Talmud, because Talmud means not only what we call Talmud, but in other words, you know how to learn, and you know how to apply. Tell me what Talmud and show. The Braita says that the Talmud and show. Well, if the din is that Shnei Minei Chitin are going to be defined by Goren Ephod or Goren or Shnei Goronet, then the same thing should be true about Shnei Minei Chitin. It's like you just said, in the Maiden and Hava. What is that supposed to mean? How do you know that that's true? Maybe subspecies of Chitin are somehow less related in botanically than Shnei Minei Chitin. And the male Shnegwana said, Kavea, you're taking Alok, huh? And he said, well, it seems to me, my gut reaction, blah, blah, blah. Who cares what it seems to you? You're doing exactly what we just said you're not supposed to do. So how do you explain that? Comrade there, no. This was part of the Alok, except that they didn't mention it there. The Shakur, he's naming it. Oh, yeah, I mean, when are we going to end with that? How about this? Vatamina, amahalit v'talim lachim l'shuk, v'mekayim yedeshim l'gorim. We say we have the same distinction between types of onions, storable onions and onions that are taken to the marketplace. So there too, if you're going to get separate gorim, you're going to have to give separate payers. I mean, are you going to tell me that's also about the mentioned thing now? Is what Maymar should be going to have to have aloha together. The Shaku, I mean, anything that you say now is going to be aloha. So, I mean, it seems that this is an application of the aloha. Rabbi Hanina, the same Shmuel, says, Ein l'medin min ha-horaya. You cannot learn out of a hora'ah in a particular case. Somebody says over this, you're going to say, so that implies that. How cold are these? Everybody agrees that if you say, there was such and such a mice, for sure you can't learn from such and such a mice to apply it anywhere else. On Ramona, I just came up with a little thought. Wait. But this is only said to someone who doesn't know how to think. But if he's learned how to think, I would just talk about that. He has a right to draw conclusions if he knows how to be Madonna Milsa La Milsa, so then he can go ahead and he can derive from it other things.
Even from Moshe
of Mishina? No. He's talking about Minah Aroi, or Minah Aroi and Minah Maitha. We left that question. So, Ramon is essentially saying, this is an Afghanina and under all circumstances, not? On my way, Bain Savar, Bain Lo Savar, by who the priest, Rambo, who the Lord is, Bain Savar, Bain Lo Savar. Now here too, this is rather strange. So we should read it like this. On Ramon, how did the same about who the Lord Savar? This is said doctor by someone who wasn't Savar. Rambo, who the Savar, Savar. Someone who has an intelligence can do it. Omar Lay, Bain Savar, Bain Lo Savar. He says, whether you have a Torah or not, Be'ahuda Prigi, if it's something that has a Machlokas in it, then you can't learn out at all, because it doesn't have any kind of Torah necessarily attached to it. Why? Because very often, you'll find Kedai who so-and-so is Bo'ala Peshach HaKach so much, right? So where you have a conglomeration of various shita, and you don't know whether the person who gave the Horoya or the Maitha was being famous on the various other shitas because of other issues that were involved. So Manali said, okay, over here we'll do like every shita. Maybe because it already taken place. Maybe because there were some other factors. So then you can't use your mind at all. Baramba Uda Lothwig, if there is no Machlokas, and he's telling you a Maitre Shaharya as a clear-cut din, then you don't need Tomer at all. So in other words, what you were saying, Ramana, doesn't work out in either case. Because if you're going to tell me that it depends on a Svara, first, either it shouldn't have to depend on a Svara, because you're talking about straight out of Raya, or it doesn't help if it depends on a Svara, because you may not be aware of all the circumstances. So wherever you're dealing with a Horaya, or you're dealing with a Maisa, you never have the full picture. If you're dealing with the Tosefta, like you said before, fine, that's the information that's given to you, meant to be applied out to Talmud. But if you're dealing with a Horaya, you don't know what you're talking about. And this is what people do all the time. When it was a Maisa, where Reb Chaim Paskin such and such, without Maisa Rab, that's what he's saying, Maisa Rab is where, in the context of that machlokas, there we did it anyway. Right, so over there, there I know that his tzad actually applied the same one said the tzad, wasn't it concerned about anybody else. And he went ahead and he carried out the maisa also. There we say maisa rab. But over here, from the fact that someone did something, it happens 90% of the time that a maisa is specific to the context that the maisa was brought. You can never bring a riot from a mic, because 80% of the material is not in front of you. So, you know, you have to say that louder, because someone sent me an email yesterday having received the Yerushalmi and said the nicest part was hearing Sava Josh. There we go. I think it was Ellie Overstein actually that said he missed Sava Josh was the greatest thing here. We miss Ellie Overstein, all right. So that she cut Ruach Goyim. Say Goyim came along and took over your field, and they were going to the whole field. She cut Ruach Goyim, or some Jewish robbers came and took your whole field. She cut Ruach Goyim, or ants came and ate up the field. Shavaratoa Ruach, or the wind crushed the fruit. Obeimah. In all of these cases, Keturah, because it's not called Bikutrecha, you did not do your Kutya. And the Torah was only Messiah of you, Bikutrecha, Kircha.
You're talking the entire field?
Yes. Katsar Ketya. Oh, you started doing now the Keturah. The Keturah is in Ketya. And now, we can come and finish it off. Then it would be Keturah, because the Kiev of the Peah, remember, is at the end of your Keturah, not to be Mekaleh the Keturah, but over here, the Lishim were the one who ended up being Mekaleh the Keturah. Shekhovat HaKatir B'Kamah, the Kiev of the Katir is while the field is growing, not on the Omarim after it was Katur, unless the Chiyav, the one who was Mekuyav, didn't do it, and then it turned to the Omarim. But over here, at the time that the Peah would have been called, the Chiyav, the Peah would have been called, someone else that was not the Kutzrecha went ahead and did the Katur, and therefore there was never a Chiyav. Now, suppose it was in the other way around. Suppose Lishim came along and they were Katrua first. So Katrua Lishim Ketya. And then he goes there as the owner, he's called to Ketya. So then, Notain Peah, Mimasha Katsar. There, he has to give Peah from what it was that he was cooked there. Katsar Ketya. Umasar Ketya. Suppose he went ahead and did the Ketya. And then he sells the remaining field and lets the buyer go ahead and do the Ketira. Alotea notain Peah lakol. Over there the buyer has to take the Peah for the whole thing, because there what he has sold essentially is the field without the right to the Peah that was supposed to have been left in the field. And what was supposed to have been left in the field was the shear of Peah for the whole field. So when he went ahead and sold the guy, he didn't sell the guy half of the field. He sold the guy the field, except that he had already taken part of the Peah. So now the same shear of the Peah is left. Suppose he went ahead and was kosher chetiyah, the higdish chetiyah. Now he goes ahead and he's magdish it, someone comes along and is Hodeh from the Gizbar, who did not go ahead and complete the Ketirah, he simply held it for a day until he found somebody to be Hodeh, that boils down to the same thing as being a Mesnira, because unless the Gizbar goes and does the Ketirah, which pockets it as Agnes' Ketirah, it's the same thing as the Mesnira. So there too, the one who was Hodeh from the Gizbar, who no change to Yalako, because when he was Magdish, he was Magdish a field that was Roy to give Teya from.
No.
The Hodeh.
Right, the person who bought it from the Gizbar.
The person who was Magdish, however, initially, was Magdish a field that had become higher than Teya.
My sense is, he's Magdish, it was the Knai that...
He doesn't need to. That's the right that he has now.
So Hekesh could have been the Kasha that something.
And then it would have been possible. Hekesh
could have been the Kasha that should have been that thing about the next one also.
It's the actual fear of the cat, not what could have been. Now, Matnisa, Mishkatu Ala Atzma. Now, when you say, it's a very strange case, because you think the Goyim came and were kosher. Well, if the Goyim came and were kosher, then they made off with everything, didn't they? So obviously they didn't make off with everything. And now our question is, okay, the Goyim came and were kosher. You know, it sounds like you went ahead and you hired the Goyim to be kosher. And now they leave it for you. So that's a pretty good idea. If you don't want to leave there, hire Goyim to be kosher. Therefore, says the Gemara, of course that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, initially the Goyim come along and their intent is to make off with the parents. They're going to get kosher for themselves. Then something happens, the cops arrive or whatever, and they leave it there. Abu Katsuo in Israel, if the intent initially had been to use Goyim to go and to be kosher to the field for the Israel, then they would not have taken off the field. And Chayeva, that is Ketirah. Utani Canaan, indeed, the Brisa says the Perush, Ein Sofarim Kalim Goyim, you should not hire Goyish workers to harvest your field, but they came to Kim Electric Hotea, because they don't know what to do, not because that was going to pop you. I mean, the Chiyav is there, and they're simply going to go and take what should have been left as Lechet or Shikha. So you cannot allow them to do your field. Now, Matisim Kishikatsua La'abza, from the Torah over here, the case in our Mishnah that says Katsua Lishkin, and the Katsua Lishkin Chetia, that means that they killed it. I mean, because we're talking about Jewish people, obviously. Otherwise, Katsua Lishkin is the same as Katsua Goyim. So if Jewish people went ahead and were close to the field, why the heck wouldn't they be hired? What do you mean, possible? They're hired. Unless you're telling me they had gone in just to be destructive. I mean, they went in to they were angry at you for doing something to them, so they went to destroy your field. So what's the Katsua Lishkin? But I mean, if not, Shalol Avda, you would be quiet, no? Om Rav Ashur Barshimi, no. Feel tempted to Shkatsua, Shalol Avda, Shkatsua. Over there, even if they would have been going in, not be Mohammed. Mi'achar, Sha'afiyani, and it's been Mechubar Lekarka. Remember, the Chiev of Peah is the Dach in the Koma. Ein Karka Nigzelet. And there's no way to be Gozo Karka. So therefore, we can't call it the Katir of the Baal at all. What are you going to say now? That once they have it in the Omerim, it's Kozer on the Omerim. It's only Kozer on the Omerim when there's a Kiev in the Koma. Mitzvah Mafish Min HaKama LaKama Min HaKama LaKatir. But Eino Mafish Min HaKatir Lo LaKatir VeLo LaKama. You can't be Mafish Min HaKatir when there's still something left on the Kama, even on other Katir, because the entire Kiev is only until there's no Kama left. Now, there is a case. Tamin Shu Mafish Min HaKatir LaKama. Yes. I can tell you a case where you'll need to be Mafish Min HaKatir even though there is Kama. Echavida. What am I referring to? The case would be where a guy was Tila Estadeo Vishir Bakidei Teya. Let's say the guy had taken his whole kosher. He left Echad Vishishin for Teya. And now he goes ahead. Kivan Shekatsar Shibolet Rishona. He takes one grain out of the Teya. Chaza Teya Lo Omarim. Now he's Bukhiyah to make up for the Teya that he stole from the Omarim. So in that sense, you're giving from the Katir to take the place of what was in the Kama.
So in that sense, you could say Midrabon, obviously only Midrabon, because Midiraisa, whatever player is left, is enough to pass to the field. But in the case, but that would be the only case. By the way, don't think that the only time such a thing would be true is Dafka, where he took the entire cluster and left Seya at the end. Let's say a guy leaves Taya in the middle of his field and he says, okay, I'm setting aside this area to be the Taya for the field. So a field that Shikasagi Amandikanda Elakani Napish Taya, and then he goes back to his Kira. The moment that he takes the Shibolet Rishona from the park that he said he was going to leave, even there goes Rataya Mina Omari. And in that case too, Makish Nakatya Lakama. We can call that but you can see why it's general rule. It's not what's meant by that. What we said before, that you can't be mafish, you're not going to sell like a ma, that's certainly true. Now, when you do sell hamoka, the case that we have is hamoka, where the guy, the buyer now, is the one that's going to be leaving there for the whole field. That's a very interesting question to you. If you were a mocha, would the din be that as an oni, you could now go and take care from your own field? Normally we say an oni can't take his own care, right? But since now the buyer is the one who's taking care, so maybe you're out of the picture, right? So in that case, Maoshi is said that they are, she must have the whole marine. What you already took is yours. Now there's Taya there, and it's a very strange situation because the Taya that's left is pottering your own money because the buyer has to leave Taya for everything. On the other hand, it's not your Taya, it's the other guy's Taya. So do we view you as it being your Taya because it's pottering your own money, or do we view it as being the other guy's Taya because he's the one that's hired to leave the Taya? Now this is really a very interesting question. We seem to be able to bring the riot from the following case. Where Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ebatai, is man shikiblami menu lamechta v'shlishva l'rabiya. So we have over there the difference between a person who was potentially a sharecropper, in which he's told, okay, you work the land, you get a shlish or a rabiya, then in that case he has no right to like a shikupay. In a case where he's told, now you do my harvest, and I'll share a third of the harvest with you, right? So then it's okay. What is the difference between the case of being the Kabul Metra Shlish Rovia and the initial case where we said, but when you go ahead and you harvest it, so a third of the harvest will be yours, right? And must be Amar Rabbi Bon Bar Chiya, the Amar Sham Mocher, Zaka B'Peah, Shimater the Dolmari. So in other words, apparently the point over there was that since he was a Shutaf in the Omarim initially, so when he was working on it, even though it's the other guy that's leaving the Peah, he has no right to like a Shikul Peah because he was part of the original action. Mashenkin over here, where he only gets it after the Kira, so then he is considered to be somebody else. Right. Yossi. Oh wait, hold on a second. Haman lo nitchayva sadeh b'shuto. Of course, over there, in a case where he only has the rights to the shlish, even though that shlish now is going to be pocketed by the other guy, Taya, right? He's taking a third of the harvest. He doesn't have to leave Taya. Now, and yet we say that he has the right to take like an issue Kosea from the field. So obviously, even though Kaya is popping your Omri, if you're taking the Matthew, you still go ahead and take Kaya. There's no comparison. Because over here in this case, the original Kiev of Kaya was before you sold it while it was completely yours.
And therefore the omerim that you're propping, it's not just an ex post facto mitzvah that's going to be left by the other guy to propping your omerim. That's not the only issue to take into consideration. The issue to take into consideration is, were you chayav initially on sale on your omerim? So you originally owned a field. You start the tira of your field. Are you chayav on sale on that tira? Yes. The things that you cut down, you set them aside. They were set aside as already being from the other mechuyev and payah. At that point, you are mechuyev in the payah. Now you go ahead and sell the field. So when you sell the field, this other guy is going to be leaving the payah on your omerim. That's not the same case as saying that when you were zocha to omerim because you worked for the guy in the ketira, that his payah can pass to your omerim, and you can still go ahead and take the payah. No comparison. Because the tour of your omerim were in his chiyuv on the omerim, not your chiyuv on the omerim. But in the case that you were asking about, it was your own chiyuv on your own omerim before you had sold it to the guy. So who's to say that in that case you're not considered to be a balabayi? You sold the other guy the right to take off your payah on your omerim. So it's very likely that in that case you are the balabayi. Except that the other guy has a chiyuv to take it off of you. So maybe over the Brahma, in this case, here the brother was higher than his rishut. Suppose the guy would have now cut down half of his field. And then we would say, okay, he sold half of what he was posting. And you would have tried to bring me a riot from there. You would have said, oh, see, buyer is okay, he could be zoka in your field like a chikrupea. Yeah, you would have called that a riot, you would have thrown the guy out on his rear end for bringing a riot like that. You would have said, I'm asking you in a case where you're the one that owned the omerim, and you're bringing a riot from a case where you sold somebody the omerim. That's exactly what you're doing. You're bringing a riot from a case where a guy essentially was sold the omerim in exchange for his work. Does that have anything to do with the case that I asked about? It's absurd. Now what about halotea? Mao she yuzker b'peah shehi materet at omerim shehamocher. How about vice versa? Somebody now is a lokea. He's taking off peah for somebody else's omerim. Does he have a right to that part of the payah, or not, if he's an owner? That's dependent in the book of Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda Nisiyah that we had at the end of the previous parak. But that exactly was the machlokas, whether a person has a right to pay up under those circumstances.
When he sells it to Master Shrita Rebbe, does that include, is he taking 50% of the 100% of the field, or is that 50% of the 99% minus the 50%? Minus the pen. Is he getting 100% of the whole field, or is he getting
100%?
The sharecropper?
No, the sharecropper would be McQueen, we're saying. He's supposed to be a balabayah.
It would be part of the 100%, not 50% of the 99%.
No, it would be part of the 99%. That's exactly what I was saying. There he doesn't have any rights.
It doesn't have rights.
The case he has rights is where he was given a shlish for his work, not where he's a sharecropper. Where a guy says you can harvest with me, is the sweet taken from the whole thing,
from 100%.
Yeah, I thought you said when he's a sharecropper.
One is a poker, one is a reef.
No, neither. Yeah, I'm going to leave this because the following case has a lot of good shibushi and it's going to take some last day. You're saying we won't have time to learn, you think? Oh, we won't be able to record, that's very true. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. No, otherwise we should just have the people doing it.